Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. I was glad when they said to me, let us go and worship the Lord. Let us go to the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're not necessarily in church, amen, but we are the people of God coming together, assembled together in his name to just encourage each other and to uplift each other. I'm just so excited about what God is doing in your life. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life. And I encourage you to stay with us through the broadcast on today. If you can't stay the whole time, that's okay. Just stay as long as you can and come back when you can. Amen. We'll be here until 3 o'clock, from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be here exhorting you in the things of God. So we're going to open up the broadcast today. I'm going to play a song, and right after that song, we will be back to get this broadcast started on today. It's going to be an awesome time. Let's chase after God today. Are you chasing after Jesus? Amen.
Chasing
hallelujah. I'm chasing after you. I'm praising my way through. I don't know if you heard that, but the music sounded a little bit wobbled to me. God bless you. Welcome. And I just wanted to just get the message across. We have to keep chasing after God. I don't know. Sometimes it sounds wobbled to me in the studio, but when I hear it back, played back, it comes through clearly. So I know God said what he needed to say through that song, though. The message was out there that we have to continue to chase after God. We have to continue to chase after Jesus. Jesus truly is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. And I love this time of Saturday, Pastor Anthony, when we can come together and be together here on the broadcast. So many people talk about the fact that we sacrifice our Saturdays to do this, you know, but what would you not give up for God? What would you not give up for God? You know, so many times we talk about sacrifices that we make in life. You know, if you want to lose weight, you'll sacrifice dessert or sweets, junk food, because you want to trim your waistline. If you want to buy a car, you will sacrifice luxuries and begin to tighten your belt so that you can buy that car or so that you could buy even that house. You know, when we were buying our house, we began to tighten our belt and really crunch on our spending so that we could buy the house. If you want to spend time with someone that you really, really love, you will sacrifice sleep. You'll sacrifice your own convenience so that you can spend time with that person. So we need to think about God like that. You know, think about the sacrifice of Jesus for our lives and think about what would we be willing to sacrifice for Christ. What would we be willing to give up for Jesus? And I don't know about you, but yeah, I do know about you because a lot of you are here every single Saturday listening to us. So I know I have a few people that will say, I will sacrifice some hours, 2 hours on a Saturday for Christ. Amen. I will sacrifice some time to go into the fellowship of the saints and to hear some good news. Amen. To be exhorted to continue to move forward on purpose, amen, so that God can get the glory out of my life. So we just thank God for each and every one of you being with us here on today. And Pastor Anthony and I, you know, we just love you all. We love you all with the love of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to make a couple of announcements on this upcoming Thursday. On this upcoming Thursday at 9 o'clock p.m. as a part of the group, the Women's Ministry, Woman to Woman Empowerment Group, I will be broadcasting via teleconference, via TalkShoe, and for those of you who don't have a computer, free conference call, where you will be able to come and fellowship. I am going to be ministering to women on being a woman, on relationships, and on marriage. So listen, you don't want to miss what God is going to do on this upcoming Thursday. It is going to be powerful. God has put some things in my belly to pour out to women only. So for us women, if you're not a part of the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group on Facebook, I need you to come and be a part of the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group so that you can be notified of all of the information pertaining to this month's call and every monthly call. Every month, this is a part of the vision that God gave me when he told me to birth this ministry, when he told me to birth Woman to Woman Empowerment Group. Every month, I will be doing a teleconference call. And then sometime in the summer, we're going to come together either by way of retreat or conference, and we're going to do the Woman Power Conference. This year, we're doing everything pertaining to the woman the same for this year and going forward. From now on, our theme is woman power. So everything that I do is about the power that God has given us as women. Amen. So we're excited about it. T.D. Jakes has Women Thou Art Loose and Man Power, and Rebecca Simmons has Woman Power. Amen. So we're excited about that. So go on over to Facebook. Connect with me, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, on Facebook. Pastor Anthony does not have a Facebook page. Ain't nobody got time for that. Amen. He doesn't have time for that. Amen. He's out there working. He's taking care of providing for the family. I'm the one on Facebook. I'm the presence out there on Facebook. And when you see me, you see him. Amen. So that is the focus, that you connect with me. And then we have the Woman to Woman to Man show page on Facebook. We need you to connect with that page. Become our fan on Facebook, the Women to Women to Man show. Amen. If you want to follow us, go ahead and like us on Facebook. Look, we're saving 500,000 souls for Christ this year through the ministry, through the church, New Creation Christian Ministries Church, and through the Women to Women Empowerment Group, through the Women to Women to Man show, through the worship services that we do on the internet, and our church will be streaming very, very soon. So we are saving 500,000 plus souls for Jesus this year, and we invite you to come and be a part of that. Okay, so that's it for my announcements. Again, always, 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 you're welcome to come out and worship with us at New Creation Christian Ministries Church Home. We're located at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. So, Pastor Emily, good morning, good afternoon. I haven't seen you all day, honey, and I see you here with us. I don't know if you're able to talk. I know you're on the road, but your mic is open.
Amen, amen. If I'm tuned in, I'm plugged in. If I'm not tuned in, I'm not plugged in. So the assumption is there. I am here. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
By the way, I heard that song very clearly. I'm sure the listeners heard it clearly. I don't know the wobbling on your end, but on our end, it was coming through sharp and clear.
Amen.
But
amen.
It's just an awesome time to be on the Lord's side. Amen.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you for that feedback, because sometimes when you're broadcasting, you don't hear what the listeners hear. And I'm just so excited about today. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And last week, we were giving testimonies, and I want to kind of like continue to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for all he's done, you know, for the first part of the broadcast. And then later on, we could probably talk about some other things that are on our hearts and the hearts of people. But we want to continue to give God praise. You know, I say that because there are a lot of circumstances in life that will take our eyes off of Jesus and off of what Jesus has said about us and what he wants to do in our lives, our purpose. You know, there are a lot of things that can come to distract us from purpose. And, you know, I was reading my Bible, and as I was reading the scripture, I came across the text that says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And that's what we have to be reminded of. You know, we have to be reminded of Jesus. We really have to be reminded of Jesus. You know, we're running this race. We're running this race of faith as we live this life on a daily basis. And, you know, what's going to happen is as you're running the race, as we continue to run this race, there are going to be a lot of things that happen in our lives that will try to take us off course and get us to quit, you know, to actually just throw up our hands in frustration and quit. That's why the Bible tells us in Galatians not to grow weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we don't faint, if we don't quit, if we don't grow faint in our faith, if we continue to move forward, then we will reap a harvest. We will reap a harvest. You will, in other words, you will see the manifestation of that thing that you are believing God for. So it's just so important. We can't stress it enough how important it is to keep Jesus in the forefront of your mind, to keep your eyes on Jesus. In other words, keep the Word of God fresh and sharp in your mind. And remember that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Bible tells us in the book of John that the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst men. My God, Jesus came as the light of the world. He came as the light in the middle of every dark situation. And when Jesus was crucified and gave up the ghost and hung his head and died, guess what? That was not the end. My God, that was not the end. That was the beginning of a new beginning for all of us. You know, in other words, when Jesus sacrificed his life on the cross, it was to give us life on this earth. My God. And not only life on this earth, but eternal life with the Father. You know, we don't have to worry about, in other words, don't allow your current situation to overwhelm you. Don't get so caught up on what's happening now and what's happening right now in your life and what you're going through now. Do not allow the pressures of everyday life to deter you from the big picture. In other words, don't look at the small circumstances that are happening today, but look at the big picture. Look at the promise of God. What has God promised you? And that promise always has to come back to Jesus, because through Jesus, when he hung his head on the cross, he said three words. He said, "It is finished." It is finished. Through Jesus, we know that it is already done. It's already done. You know, you don't have to worry about the outcome. You don't have to be so concerned about why things are not happening as you believe they should be happening. Don't worry. Don't worry. Just trust God. You know, just trust God. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. I mean, not to your own understanding, but trust in the Lord with all of your heart. All of your heart. Give him everything. Give him your heart, your strength, your thoughts. You know, give God everything. Trust in him with everything in you. So often we spend our energies on the wrong things. We spend our energies worrying. And Jesus told us in Matthew that we can't change a thing by worrying. And if the truth were to be told, Pastor Anthony, a lot of us, a lot of people worry needlessly. A lot of people waste time worrying about stuff that never even happens. We worry, you know, what will happen if, and what do I do if this happens, and what am I going to do if that happens? And when the day comes that you've been worrying about, you often find that you really had nothing to worry about. It's just so amazing how God works and how he has already moved into our tomorrow to work out that situation. God has already moved into your tomorrow. I'm talking to somebody who's been worrying about some things. You've been concerned about some things. You have been losing sleep, and you have been trying to figure out stuff on your own. I'm here to tell you on today that God has already stepped into your tomorrow. He's already stepped into the middle of that situation. He's already worked it out on your behalf. There is no need to worry. You have nothing to worry about. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't even worry about the fact that you feel like you have something to worry about. Think about the word. It all goes back to Jesus. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have some trouble. You are going to have some trouble in this world. Things are not going to line up the way you want them to line up. You're going to have some opposition. You're going to have some people to come against you. You're going to have some, there's going to be some tight times. There are going to be some struggles in this life. As you live this life in this world, you are going to go through some persecution. You're going to go through some stuff. But he said, take heart. He said, don't worry, take heart, have faith, because I have overcome the world. And Pastor Anthony, that just encourages me throughout my everyday walk with God. When my circumstances start to get the best of me, I just put my eyes on Jesus. When my circumstances not start to get the best, because they don't get that close, but when they try to get the best of me, when the circumstances try to get me to start worrying, that's when I put my mind back on Jesus. And that's what I came to exhort and encourage somebody today. Just put your mind back on Jesus. Don't worry about how you're going to pay the bills. Don't worry about how the children are going to turn out. Don't worry about how you're going to get that prodigal son, that wayward child, back to the things of God. Don't worry about the fact that somebody in your family doesn't want to talk to you anymore. Don't worry about people who hate on you. Don't worry about how you're going to do what God is telling you to do. Don't worry about it. Just keep moving forward in faith. Keep moving forward in faith in the fact that Jesus is faithful. He is faithful. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, and he will complete the work through the power of God. The work that's in your life shall be completed. Amen. There is fulfillment coming your way. Fulfillment of God's plan and purpose for your life is coming your way. So we give God the glory today, and we praise him. I praise him. I praise God. I worship his holy name. I magnify his name today because he's faithful, and God has never left me, never forsaken me. The psalmist says, I have been young, but now I'm old. But I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for the word of God, that God is so faithful that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He's always with us. Amen. He's faithful like that. Amen. And Pastor Emily, we already have a call. We have the hand raise coming in. I don't know if you want to jump in on that or if you want to just take this call, just begin to take calls.
You can go ahead and take that call. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We hit the button. We hit something. This word will trigger something in your heart where you just want to give God praise. Area code 252, you're on the air. Welcome to the broadcast today.
Good afternoon. Praise the Lord.
Good afternoon, sis. God bless you, Vonda. God bless Vonda. God bless you. How are you?
I am blessed.
Amen.
I was worried. I didn't know you was going to talk about that. I read the topic. You ain't on that topic yet. So I just thought I'd listen. But I couldn't listen because I kept shouting. So I had to push number one and get in.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Yeah, I'm glad you did, because I was trying to change the topic, sis.
Okay.
That's an old topic that's been up there, and I can't get it off of there about the senseless giving. For everybody who's listening, and that's probably why people are not,
right,
not coming. Like, what are they? Because they're still talking about the shootings. Well,
right.
No, we're not talking about the shootings. I tried to get it off of there, can't get it off, but God is still good because you're here. You pressed through. So go ahead and just testify. We want to hear the testimony today. We're taking testimonies again. We took testimonies last week. We're taking testimonies as to the goodness of God. So you've been shouting over there. Why don't you just share with us what you got to shout about? What do you have to shout about on today?
I just want to say there are things that I do worry about, things that I know that I should not worry about, but I spend so much energy on helping and doing and trying to do right, and so what I have on me keeps piling up, if you understand what I, those things that are bothering me tend to pile up, and then I feel that, dang, I have been worrying about that. I have been carrying things that I have no business carrying. I read the word every day, but I need to practice it on me.
Yeah. I hear you, sis. I hear you. You know, and that I was reading Hebrews today. I believe it was the book of Hebrews. I was reading a few different texts, but it says that the word because it wasn't mixed with faith,
mm-hmm.
did not profit the hearers. You know, because they did not, we have to mix the word. That's why I was talking today about that faith. When we mm-hmm. read the word, we can't just read the word. When we hear the word, like you said, we read the word, we hear the word, but sometimes it does not take root in our hearts. And what we have to do is be intentional about mixing that word with faith. In other words,
yes.
I take that word for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I take that word for my own life. You know, Lord, speak to me. You know,
yes.
speak to me. Let that word begin to be personal. And that's why I said we got to take it back to Jesus, because
yes.
Jesus is very personal. Jesus
yes,
came
is.
To this earth. My God, God stepped down into flesh. Ha. And he stepped down into flesh through Jesus Christ, God in man, amen, fully God, fully man, walked the earth. It wasn't enough for him to just talk to us through the heavenly realms or through the prophets. But he said, no, I need to go down there and get personal with my people. I need, this is personal. I want to be their God. I want them to be my people. I want that personal relationship. I want them to be my sons and daughters, I'm going to be their father, no longer just a God and people serving and master, but sons and daughters and our Father, our Most High, Holy Father who art in heaven. Hallelujah. And God says, I'm going to go and just put myself and give the ultimate sacrifice, come in the form of my Son, Jesus Christ, and no longer do the lambs and the sheep and the animal sacrifices have to be made. No more doves have to be sacrificed. But he said, I'm going to let my Son go and be the ultimate sacrifice hanging on that cross. It's personal.
Yeah.
See, with the devil, it is personal because he's out to destroy us.
Yeah.
But even for God, the God got him top, because with the Lord, it's even more personal because God says, no, you are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against you can prosper. And guess what? Make it personal. Make that personal declaration like Paul. He said, what can separate me from the love of God?
Mm-hmm.
What can separate me? Can trials or tribulations, can hardship or persecution, can wars, rumors of war, can anything separate us from the love of God? He says, nay.
Mm-hmm.
In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and nothing, not life, not death, nothing, not worries about tomorrow, not people coming against us, not our husbands or our wives not understanding us, not our children who we have to take care of, nothing, not the concerns or cares of this world, nothing can separate us from the love of God. And that's why we shout. We take that thing personal. Make it personal. Make that word. The best thing I've said to that word is quick and alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's sharper than any double-edged sword, sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting the soul and spirit, cutting asunder to the very marrow of man.
Yeah.
That word goes down deep, and when that word gets in there, you got to know that word will not come back void. It won't come back void. So I just thank God for you calling in today. And another thing, you know, we sow that word by putting that word in our mouth. Sometimes, my God, sometimes we got to just, when you read that word, you got to say, listen, we are more than conquerors. You got to say, and this is for everybody listening, you know, we got to say, hey, wait, hold up, wait a minute, praise break. I am more than a conqueror.
Yes,
Jesus.
Even me.
Praise break. You know, just take a praise break during your devotions and meditations, because they can get dry sometimes. You know what I know, the reading the Bible, it can get dry sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wait a minute. Even going to church can get dry.
Because
we get to the point where it's a routine.
Mm-hmm. You could do it with your eyes closed.
Yeah. And you know what happens on Sunday morning? It says you're a wife, you're a mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens on Sunday mornings when you're ready to go to the house of the Lord?
Yeah. You begin to struggle. You're struggling, rushing. You're struggling down breakfast. You're racing down the hallway. You get there, and it becomes a nursery rhyme that you don't even have to tune in.
Wow.
We're going by the program.
Yeah. Yeah, here we go around the mulberry bush,
right.
You know, or like Dunkin' Donuts, got to make the donuts, you know, like, gotta go to church. And that's how the devil does us. He wants to take the joy,
yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. He wants to take the joy out of our salvation, you know, mm-hmm. and get our minds focused on life.
Yeah.
Like, hey, wait, hold up. Wow. You know,
and when you spoke about worrying, it knocked me upside my head. If
wow.
I don't stop worrying about my baby the way I do, I got on the scale and I'm now at 145 pounds. And most people say, woo, woo, you're losing weight. Great if I was somebody who exercised and was seriously trying to lose weight, but my worrying is making me lose weight. Why I went from 170 pounds to 145 and did not want to exercise. So that type of weight loss is not good for me, and that
yeah.
means it's manifesting that worry and that stress inside of me.
Yeah.
And I took myself to the doctor and said, hey, look, I got to stop the weight loss. I need weight up. I need weight gain. I eating steak now. I'm trying to, you know, do all this to gain weight. And she said, until you release it, your body going to release it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, well, I'm going to beat that out of me with the Bible. Because that's the only way that's going to get it done.
Yeah. Yeah, and let me take you to, and I thank God, you know, because you're breaking the yoke right now, even by your testimony, your testimony, and we have another caller, I see you up there, we're going to take your call also, but since you're breaking the yoke off of your life by your testimony, see, when we begin to testify that this is my struggle, this is where I am right now, but
right.
I know that it's more than a conqueror. I like you said, I'm going to beat the mess out of the devil with the word.
Yeah.
You know, he said he sent his word and healed them, you know.
Yeah.
And we think about
mm-hmm.
that as sickness, like, God, you know, well, I'm not sick in my body, but sometimes our faith is weak, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like the man brought his son to Jesus and said, you know, can you heal my son? And Lord, if you can, please heal my son. And Jesus said, I can't do it, but do you believe? You know, it's
yeah.
according to your faith. Do you believe I can do it? And the man said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I believe, but help my areas, the areas where my faith is weak. Help
mm-hmm.
me in those areas. And a lot of people get so spiritual that they won't admit that there are sometimes areas where we get weak. Sometimes
yes.
our faith gets a little bit, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
not as strong as we would want it to be, you know. But you're on the right track. Keep filling your mind with the word. Keep filling your mouth with the word.
Yes.
Revelation says we win over the devil by our testimony.
Yes.
And the blood of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
My God, that's what I was talking about earlier. When we take Jesus out of the mix, we lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can have motivational speaking, you know, you could run and jump and scream all day long, but if you do not bring that word and have that word wrapped around Jesus Christ and have your whole purpose wrapped around lifting up Jesus, then we're in trouble. We're
yes.
in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that word in your eye gate, in your eyes. Keep
yeah.
it in your ears. And sis, keep that word in your mouth.
Yeah.
Keep that word coming out of your mouth. He told Joshua, and this is the last thing I want to say because we're going to take another call, but I'm just so excited about talking to you today.
Okay.
He told Joshua, he said, in Joshua 1, when he was getting ready to send Joshua out, to lead the people into victory, into the promised land. He said, this word of the Lord, he said, keep this word of the Lord. Meditate on it day and night. He said, do not let this word depart from your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Then you will make your way successful. Then you will have good success. So when we put that word in our mouth, and people of God, I'm glad you brought this up, Vonda. We have to hear this. Because when we put the word of God in our mouths, what we're doing is we're sowing the word of God into our hearts.
Yes.
And that increases our faith. Because if it's in your heart, you know, if you got that thing in your heart, can't nobody shake you. It's like,
yes.
I know in my heart, you know, I know in my heart that I can't be defeated. I know in my heart that God has, and for your case, I know in my heart that God has my tomorrow taken care of. I know in my heart that my seed is blessed. Because
mm-hmm.
the Bible tells me that me and my seed are blessed.
Yeah.
So I know in my heart that God will take care of my son. I know in my heart that no weapon formed against my baby can prosper. I know in my heart that the devil has to take his hands off of my child. I know in my heart that he is going to grow up and be a mighty man of valor, that he's going to have great success in his life because I'm training him up in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he's not going to stare from that. I know in my heart that God's word is true. I'm sowing the word of God, and it's not coming back void.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So stop worrying, sis.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we just praise you for Bonda and her calling in today. We thank you for her testimony. We thank you for her breakthrough, God. We declare and decree over her life that no weapon formed against her can prosper. I thank you for the shout that she still has, the victory that she already has. Lord, we cover her household, her son, her husband, her family in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you even now, Father God, that we lift up little G, and we thank you, Lord, Father God, that he is going to grow up trained in the fear and admonition of the Lord, that as he, his mother and his father have dedicated him to you, God, that you already have him covered, oh God, no harm will come to him, that he will prosper in everything that he does. We recommit him to you on today, God. We give him to you, and we say, Lord, protect him, put a shield of protection, a hedge around him. We just thank you, and we praise you, God, for victory, for protection, that no harm or danger will come to him, and, Lord, that he shall grow up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. We come against any chance or harm, Father God, that want to come near him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we bless this marriage that you, Father God, ordained from the very beginning of this time. And we thank you for victory, even in this marriage, God. So bless this woman of God, this virtuous woman. Bless her. Bless her. We take away worry. We cut off anything that will come against her health. We declare right now that she is prospering and being in good health, even as her soul prospers. So we declare and decree that from this day forth that worry has no power over her. We break it off. We break off every stronghold, every stronghold. We break off the yoke through the anointing that destroys every yoke, the anointing of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise him, son. You keep praising God. You keep praising God. You already have your breakthrough. You already have your son is already covered. Your marriage is covered. Your household is covered. You are covered. You are covered. We cover you in the blood of Jesus. You are already covered.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. You're already covered. I see that. I felt that. I felt that breakthrough. Hallelujah. Yes. Let the burden, lay it down. You know, I want you to just take your burden and just come, hold, put your hand to your heart and just come away from your heart and lean forward and put that altar right in front of you and just lay it down. Touch the floor. Just lay it down. Just lay your, I want you to just literally, symbolically take that burden and take it away from your heart. Anybody else that needs to lay a burden down today, just take that burden and just lean all the way forward, bow down, prostrate yourself, and lay it down. Lay down your burden. Lay it down at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lay it down. And when you come back, lift your hands up in the air. And your hands are empty now. Ha. because you have laid your burden down. You have laid it down. You laid it down at the feet of Jesus. Now don't pick it back up.
Yes, hallelujah.
Don't pick it back up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God's got you, sis. God's got you.
Ooh, thank
breakthrough.
You.
Breakthrough on the Woman to Woman to Man show. Amen. Well, sis, you keep praising him and call me. You know my phone is always open to you, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Amen. Keep listening. The rest of the broadcast is going to bless you. We have another testimony coming up right now, so
okay.
Keep listening.
Will do.
Amen.
Thank
God bless you. Love you. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Pastor Anthony, to God be the glory for breakthrough on today.
Amen. To God be all the glory. I love you, my sister, Vonda. Continually praying for you and the family. To God be all the glory. It's so powerful, as you just shared, you know, the enthusiasm and excitement in your voice about the Word of God. Sometimes we come on our weekend broadcast and people think sometimes you and I, because of the energy and the level of praise that's in our voice, that we don't go there as far as worrying or fear or anxiety. It hits every household. It hits every person.
Yeah.
We are parents. We are pastors. We are people. And as you shared with Vonda and those listening, we must get that word down in our spirit. We must. The Bible says, Paul said, pray with thanksgiving, and the peace of God will surpass all understanding. And Jesus, Pastor Jesus, right before he departed, something stands out in my spirit. He says, my peace I leave with you. My peace I leave with you. And we got to find ourselves getting back to that peace, even as, like you said, breakthrough took place a few moments ago, and we'll find ourselves in the peace of God when we find ourselves wanting to worry. So I was even blessed by what you just shared and allowing us to get that word down in our spirit. So we all got to do that, and like you said, we got to do it daily.
Yes, amen, amen. And let's not take Jesus out of the equation. You know, God asked me this question as I was, you know, getting ready to come into the studio today, as I was getting dressed. Actually, he was talking to me in the bathroom after my shower. He always talks to me when I'm, like, least, like, not thinking about doing ministry. Just my guards are down, and I'm just thinking, and he said to me, is there anything too hard for me? He said, is there anything too hard for me? And I said, huh? And he was like, is there anything too hard for me? I was like, oh, I got to preach that. And God was like, no, I'm talking to you. Is there anything too hard for me? And sometimes we hear a word and we, like Vonda was saying, it's routine, it's route, because we got all this other stuff crowding our mind. And we say, oh, that would be good for so-and-so or for us preachers. That would be a good word to preach. Or that would be a good word to encourage somebody else with. But God is saying, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything impossible for God? There is nothing impossible for God. With God, through Christ, all things are possible. And when we think about that, when we could rest in him, I can rest now. I can rest from my labor, trying to make things happen, trying to do things my way, because God is able. He truly is able through Christ. And we got to remember the cross. Remember the cross. Jesus was crucified on the cross. He gave up the ghost, said it is finished. He finished the work on the cross, hung his head, was buried. Amen. And went in the grave for 3 days. The Bible says he even went to the uttermost parts of the earth. They say he went to hell while he was in the grave, got the keys up from the devil, the keys from the devil, came back. But on the third day, he busted that grave wide open. He got up on the third day. No. And ascended up after he spent some time with the disciples here on earth, proving that he had risen from the grave. He showed himself to the disciples and some more folk. He ascended up into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. In other words, if Jesus is not dead and he resurrected, he is the resurrection. He's resurrected, and he has come into our lives in the same way to resurrect us and to resurrect every dead thing in our lives. And we, the only way we're going to get that is through faith in Jesus. We got to keep our faith in Christ as the people of the Most High God. We are believers. We got to keep our faith in Christ. If Christ can raise up from the dead, come up from that grave after 3 days. I mean, yeah, he rose Lazarus from the dead, but not the grave couldn't hold him. That's the power that Jesus has. And that same power that resurrected Christ from the dead, you got to hear this, that same power that resurrected Christ from the dead has been given to us. You have power. You have so much power. And that's why I was talking to Vonda about putting that word in her mouth, because when you put the word in the mouth, when you put that word in your mouth, you are speaking forth what's in your heart, and you are exercising your power on this earth. You have the power. Whatever it is that's trying to threaten you, listen, I'm from Newark. Whatever it is that's trying to threaten you, put up your deuce. Put up your spiritual dukes and fight back. Stop running from the devil. Stop letting the devil get you down. You know, I thought about my sister Janice. We got to take this call. I'm going to tell you about my sister Janice after we take this call. Pastor, can we take this call?
Yes, go ahead.
Amen, because you know me. I can go. Amen. Area code 973. God bless you. Area code 973. You're on the air. Welcome to the broadcast today.
Hi, Pastor Rebecca. This is Carmen.
Oh, God bless you, Carmen. God bless you.
I've been enjoying your show. Very, you know, what you said today is so true. You know, God is an awesome God, and we don't, he can do anything. You know what I mean? He always blesses us, even though we don't deserve it, you know?
Yes.
And anyway, this morning my daughter was going to go to work, and her boyfriend was warming the car. And then he left it on, and he went across the street and got in his car waiting for my daughter to come down, you know?
Yes.
Didn't want to leave, and her car, you know, started and unattended. So there was this one kid, like 16 years old, he comes, and he saw my daughter's car running and nobody in there. So he got in the car, you know, and my daughter's boyfriend was across the street in his car. When he saw that he got in the car, he started fighting this boy because he wanted to carjack the car, you know. So my daughter sees that. She starts screaming. She's banging on my door. My son, the sheriff's officer, April's son, is sleeping. I jump out of bed. I run. I'm telling Ricky, Ricky, go outside. They need you. They need you. My son is a very good shooter. He got his gun. And I'm like, oh, my God. He went outside, and by then, my daughter's boyfriend was fighting with this kid. So the car, when he put the gas, the car hit Ricky's truck that was parked in the front.
Yes, wow.
My son went out, and my daughter's boyfriend went chasing the other car, and then my son goes chasing Tony to help him out, but the kid, you know, he got away. And I said, God is good, because this kid doesn't know that God saved his life. Because
my God.
My son was going to go out, and my son was going to shoot him.
Jesus.
Son, you know, being a police, he said he doesn't care about shooting somebody. And he's a very good shooter. I mean, that guy could have killed my daughter's boyfriend, then my daughter went downstairs. I mean, there could have been so many dead people. And God put a shield around everybody and saved all our lives, my children. And my daughter's car, she has a very nice car, convertible Volvo. It's messed up, but that's okay, because that's material. God saved her life.
Yes.
You know, she could always get another car. The car's going to go in the shop. But, I mean, the day started out, it could have with guns. And there could have been shootings and dead people and everything. And I thank God, because, you know, I serve God. And because I know, because I serve God, he saved my children, you know?
That's right, yes.
So yes. He is an awesome God. And and we shouldn't worry, because we do worry because we're humans, but as humans we do, but he's always there for us, you know?
Yeah.
I thank
yeah.
God, because he's just beautiful.
Wow. What a beautiful testimony. Wow. So this happened today? All of this
morning,
happened?
At 8:30 in the morning, and my son said, if he would have shot that guy, my son, you know, he said, because he was going to defend himself because the guy had a gun, but if my son would have taken him and locked him up, he would have gone to prison. And then when he got out, you know, he knew where my son lived. He could have
yeah.
retaliated against my family. Because that's
yeah.
what they do, you know, the families of policemen, you know, when because of a policeman, they go to jail or something, they get out, if they know where the cop lives, they try to retaliate against the cop or the family. So I thank God that, you know, it could have been such an ugly mess. And because
my
of
God.
God, everything is back to normal.
Jesus.
And I thank God because, you know, from day to day, you don't know what you're going to wait. You don't know what the next day is going to bring. But when you have God with you, when you serve God, he's always there to protect you. And he was so good that he spared that boy's life. 15 or 16 years old, out in the morning already trying to rob cars.
Yeah. See? And that's what you said. Not only did God saved your family and protect your family, but this little soul, this little boy, you know, probably no parents, no guidance, you know, no sense of direction, out there carjacking people early in the morning. He could have died today, or gone, you know, or got shot, or going to gone, you know, ended up in jail. Thinking about doing something to your family when he came out of jail. And God worked that thing out where he got another chance. And your whole family, because you said it, because you serve God the way that you do, your whole family is protected. Your whole family, your daughter, your son, your daughter's boyfriend, maybe your grandkids maybe were in the house. You were protected. You know,
yes.
It could have been really ugly. You could have been calling us saying, Pastor, something horrible has happened. But instead, you're calling, testifying that Jesus is so good. God is just so good. My God, that's powerful. Wow.
He's an awesome God. He is. There's no words for God. He's a God. He's always on time. He never gets
wow.
early or too late. He's always right there on time. And I give God all the praise and all the glory because he's done so many things in my life, and he's never left me. Even though at times I've left him, he's always there to give me a second chance, third chance, whatever, always there. And I thank God because his love is so merciful. I don't even deserve that. But
yeah.
He's an awesome God.
Wow. He's just so awesome. While we were yet sinners, he died for us. You know, and he took us out of our wretchedness and made us royalty. You know, he made us a royal priesthood. You know, we couldn't have done this on our own strength, on our own merit. And I'm thanking God for that testimony. I'm ready to run. Pastor Emily, I'm ready to run because that's a powerful testimony coming from Sister Carmen. We know Sister Carmen personally. She's a member of New Creation Christian Ministries. But the word has been over your life, Carmen, that God was not only going to bless you, but he was going to bless your family through you. And I remember prophesying to you that all of your children were going to be saved, that God was going to save all of your children. And this thing that happened today is symbolic of the prophetic word getting ready to take place in your life, that your children, all of your children, so many of your children, not all of them, but quite a few of them were involved today, and God saved them.
Yes, two of them, yes.
Wow. Wow, that is so awesome. God saved them, and now they're also thinking about, as you continue to praise God, they're also thinking about the goodness of God, how God orchestrated things to happen the way that they did, that nobody got hurt. Now, the car was, you said, ran into the truck.
Into my son's truck.
It ran to your son's truck. And how's your son's truck?
Fine. Fine. It's fine.
Yeah, well, we are praising God. Pastor Anthony and I are praising God with you because that's a powerful testimony. God is faithful. He said he will protect us. And not only are we blessed, but our seed, our children are blessed, and our children's children are blessed. And that's a testimony today about how God keeps his word. He's not a man that he should lie. He will keep his word. And I'm Pastor Emily, I'm about to run. That's a powerful testimony right there.
Amen. Thank God for Sister Carmen. To God be all the glory. We are shouting with her and her family. We are praising God for her. But I pray we all hear what she is saying, that is only God who protected her children, her property, her grandchildren, her son's boyfriend. Like she said, even the materialistic stuff of the cars, God will repair all of that and restore all of that. But she said, God protected me and my family today. It could have got real ugly. Like she said, these young guys, sometimes they retaliate. So he didn't have anything to retaliate about. His life was spared. It could have been, like she said, just a horrible weekend, but she called this show today giving God praise. And that's why the Bible says, glory be to God, we got to trust him with all of our heart and lean not into our own understanding. This is a working family. You know, her and her children work hard to get the things that they have, and somebody tried to come in and take it, but God protected their property and their lives. I'm praising God. I am shouting.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. God is good.
Hey, thank God for you, Sister Carmen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Let him praise him because he's worthy of the praise.
Yes,
he
is.
Goodness, when you think about his mercy, when we think about his grace, what God does for us, even the things he holds back, we don't even know what God holds back from happening in our lives on a daily basis.
Amen.
And I just got a flashback, like, when we're walking through everyday life, of how much God holds back from happening that we never even see. And he allows you to see his hand at work in your life today. And you know what I love about your testimony, Sister Carmen? What I love about your testimony is that you're not just thinking about you and your family, but you're praising God for this young boy.
Yes, he's a young boy. The devil is using him, but God spared his life.
Such
a young kid, you know, when these kids are out there doing all these horrible things, you know, there's a lot of family problems, not too many people there to, you know, to reach out to them. And they go to the streets and they start, you know, stealing and doing things that, you know, if they had somebody, maybe it would be that way. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So, you know, I'm glad that my son did. He wasn't there when my son came out of the house because my son had the gun. My son was going to shoot him.
And he could have died. He could have died. How many times do you hear police officers shooting
suspect
and that person doesn't make it? He could have, because they're trained to shoot. Really, a lot of them are trained to shoot. I don't know if they're trained to shoot to kill, but
they are. They have to be certified every year. They have to go to the shooting gallery and they have to, you know, shoot to get their certification. And my son is a very good shooter.
My son
would have really shot that boy, and I would have really been very upset.
Yeah. And you know what else I love about your testimony? Like Pastor Anthony was saying, you could have called then, because that was something pretty, you know, who wants to go through that?
Starting your day off like that.
Yeah. And you could have called and saying, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Emily, I've had a horrible day so far. Do you know that somebody tried to steal my car, and we had to go out there, and my son, we had to fight the boy, and then my son went out there, but the boy was gone, so my son couldn't shoot him, and the boy got away, and my daughter's car is all messed up, and I'm just having a horrible day because all of this happened. But you,
no, it was a beautiful, it started bad, but it turned out beautiful because
wow.
God was there protecting everybody.
Give God praise and all
Amen.
Things.
Amen. I mean,
should,
like I said, there could have been dead bodies and everybody's fine. My daughter's car, even though it's a beautiful car, is very insignificant because it's just a piece of metal. It could be replaced. Her life can. So I don't care about that her car was damaged, you know. Not that I'm happy,
yeah.
but, you know, I'm happy that she's well.
Yeah, and that's what you're saying today. What the devil meant for evil, Joseph told his brothers, look, all this bad stuff happened. You threw me in the pit. I had to be sold. You sold me into slavery. Potiphar's wife accused me of rape. I had to go to prison. Then I came out, I helped the baker and the butler in the prison, and they got out of prison and forgot about me and left me in here. And then finally somebody remembered me, and I was able to come out, and Pharaoh had a dream, and I was the only one that could interpret his dream. And then Pharaoh saw my wisdom and put me over Egypt. And he says, and now I'm over Egypt, and I've been reigning these 7 years, second only to Pharaoh. And he said to his brothers when they finally came, he said, I've been apart from my father, and all of these years you took me away from my father, my little brother, and you guys, I missed all of you. He said, but in spite of all of that,
mm-hmm.
it is good.
Yes.
Because what the devil meant for evil, what you guys meant for evil, you hated me, you wanted to do
mm-hmm.
bad to me, you did some things to me, but what you meant for evil, God turned it around for his good.
Right.
He turned it around for my good, and not only for my good, but to save much people alive. And Joseph was saying the same thing. It's not just about me, but it's about all of Israel. It's about all of the people that God wants to save. And that's what you're saying today. This is more than about God showing mercy on my family, the saved and those who me, I'm living for the Lord, but he showed mercy on the sinner. Ah, my God, on
yes.
that boy who came to steal our car and even maybe try to hurt my daughter's boyfriend, but God showed him mercy even. God is that kind of God. We serve a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He shows mercy. I said it on Wednesday. God will show mercy on whom he wants to show mercy. He doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants all of us to come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, all to come into being saved. So, Sister Carmen, what a powerful, powerful glass half full testimony. You called and you gave God the glory, and you gave the credit to God, and you praised him anyway, even though, like you said, it didn't start out good, but it ended really, really well.
He deserves all the glory, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wake up like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, Jesus, because you've taken care of us during the night. And then I start talking to Jesus, and I fall asleep again, you know. But every
yeah.
time I wake up, I always talk to him, you know.
Oh, yes, yes. And that's it.
Every day that we see a new day, he's blessed us, you know.
Yeah, always remember Jesus. You know, there's a song that says, always remember Jesus, you know, always keep him on your mind. You know, we have to remember Jesus. You know, sometimes we take the word of God and we try to make the word work for us. You know, we try to take that word and, you know, we make the word work for us. But I'm here to tell you that God has already done the work. God has done the work through Jesus, the finished work of Christ on the cross. And if we remember that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father interceding for us, my God, we pray, and our prayers are powerful and effective because the Bible tells us that. But when you think about the fact that Jesus, while we're praying for others and while we're praying to God and interceding for people, that Jesus is always praying for us. Wow.
Amen.
Wow. I feel God. That is powerful. So, Sister Carmen, what would, you know, even as we begin to take this next call, as you came today and gave your testimony, what do you want to leave with the listening audience the listeners today about, you know, God, about Jesus? What are the words that you want to give to those who are listening?
That God is great. He's always there. He's always there to protect us, even though we don't think about it, but he is there. He delivers us from so many things, like you said, on a daily basis, that we don't even know why he saved us from. So he deserves all the glory because he is a great God and a merciful God. And when you serve the Lord, you never go wrong. Never.
Wow.
He will always be there to bless, help us, heal us, everything.
Everything. My God.
He is everything to us. So just hang in there. Don't lose faith. Keep praying. And know that, like you said, what God told you, that he can do anything.
Anything.
Just hang in there.
Yes, Lord. Amen. And that's called the Jesus perspective. Amen. When we know that God is able, not only is he able, but he's willing, and he is standing by. You know, all we have to do is call on the name of Jesus, my God, and God is there. Lord, help us. I can imagine, Sister Carmen, you were probably like, Jesus, help us. God, help us. You know.
It happened so fast, to tell you the truth, that I didn't have time to think. But after it was all over, the only thing I could say was, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You
wow.
Turned something so ugly into something so normal and beautiful.
Yeah, that's the awesomeness of our God. Well, thank
God
you so
all
much.
The glory. Just hang in there because he is good. And if he, and like you say, sometimes God says no, yes, and or wait. If you have to, just wait, because it'll be worth your while.
Wow.
God
Amen.
Is not a man to lie. If he says he's going to do something, how many times have you prophesied to me about healing? I haven't seen the whole manifestation, but I got to believe that I'm going to see it soon.
Yeah.
I just have to keep believing and keep repeating it, and I'll see it.
Yes, that's it. Just keep hold on by faith. Abraham waited a long time before he saw the manifestation of the promise. And we, too, have to learn how to patiently wait on the Lord, you know, by faith. Keep loving God. Keep delighting ourselves in him. Keep praising his name. And guess what? God will show up, and he will manifest. He will manifest that word in your life. I believe it with everything in me, and I know I'm going to hear the testimony of the day when you stand up and say, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Emily, I got it. I got my manifest.
Yeah, I'm over here smiling because I'm getting happy thinking about it.
Amen. So thank
hallelujah.
You.
God bless you. And Anthony, you reach so many people. They're so lucky to have you on the air because you and Pastor Anthony, you're God-fearing people, and there's so much love in you, and you speak the word of God, and you help people, and God has to bless all of you because you're just, in my eyes, you're great.
Amen. Wow. We need encouragement too. Go ahead, Pastor Anthony.
No, we thank you for those kind words. We have been called by God. He had a heart for people. We love the Lord. We love God. And I thank God for this opportunity to come on the weekends and just for a couple of hours to speak encouragement into the lives of people. It's a wonderful thing. When I was lost, somebody spoke the word of God to me, and my life has not been the same. So we're just doing what was given to us. But thank you. Thank you for those words, Sister Carmen.
Oh, yeah, God bless you. You're gonna get those 500,000 souls.
Amen. Hey.
Will.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. 500,000 souls. We're going to do it this
Pastor
year.
Pastor Anthony, you're still going to get your new car, okay, because I'm waiting.
Amen.
I know it's
going to happen, but I thank God, like you said, waiting for the manifestation and the demonstration of God's word coming to pass. So praise the Lord. I received that.
Yeah, but in the meantime, he gave you wheels to get around, see?
Yes, yes. It's a wonderful, I love my car that I have now. He opened the door. Again, you know, so Pastor, you just said it so wonderfully. Over 2,000 years later, we're still saying the name of Jesus,
yeah.
Which has so much power. And so many people are offended by that name, but yet Carmen and yourself and myself and Vonda and those listening, we know that there is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So I'm going to use that name until I die. I'm going to pray in that name, and I'm going to trust in the name of Jesus. So
Amen.
That's why we are here.
I know you will.
The author and finisher of our faith, and his name is Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Wow. Amen. We need some shouting music. Amen. We're going to take another call. Sister Carmen, you have stirred us up. You and Vonda have started us off so greatly. And again, we thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Rebecca. I love you.
Amen. God bless you. We love you too. Amen.
God bless you. We love you. Continue to listen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We're going to take another call. But first, let's take a praise break. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Look, we're going to take some more calls because our phone lines are lit up. But I'm just praising God. I tell you, I started to jump and shout. Almost got up and did a little dance, but I forgot we're on the air. So we have to keep this broadcast moving. But sometimes you got to stop and just take a praise break. Somebody just shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have two more callers right now. If you want to be on the air with us, just press 1, and we'll take the calls as they come in. Area code 754. Area code 754. God bless you. You're on the air.
God bless you, prophetess and pastor, and to that young lady that just ministered to us. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. I would like to call our attention to the 103rd division of Psalm. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Now, verse 2, it changes direction a little bit. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Yeah.
That's what that testimony exemplifies, some of the benefits. In the same scripture, the fourth verse says, who redeemeth my life from destruction, who crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercy. Fifth verse says, he satisfies my mouth. That's what that young lady just blessed us with. He satisfies her mouth with good things. And that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. That whole 103rd division of Psalms talk about the benefits of blessing God, and why we live the life we live, not just through our mouth, but by our life that we live. This is what blesses God. And so while we're blessing God through our life, he in turn is doing all these great things for us. He's doing all these great things. I said a couple of weeks ago, my son was shot 7 times in Brooklyn. Shot 7 times and continued to go home. And the Lord, he's back to, you know, he's out of the hospital and casualties, dysfunctions in his body, but he's fine. And that's That's the mighty God that we serve. That's how he is. He does these things. He watches over, like you said earlier, even down to the third and fourth generation. And not only our children, not only us, but not only our children, but our children's children, and even their children. And so, you know, it pays to serve Jesus. It pays, it's the same song, it pays to serve Jesus. It pays every day. It pays to serve Jesus. There's no better life. There is no better life than this. I'm encouraged by the sister. I believe I ministered to her while I was at New Generation, and she blessed me even in that service that Sunday this summer. But praise God. Thank God for the excellent report that she ministered to us today. God bless you.
Amen, Apostle. We thank God for you. Amen. What a powerful a word. Like you said, God is real, and he's a real protector. He'll provide for us. He'll protect us. He'll prosper us in the name of Jesus. And there's just a hedge. There's a guardian angel, an angelic host around our lives, protecting us from this wayward world. And we thank God, even as you shared today about your son, how there was no fatality. God spared his life. Right now, it was a test, now a testimony of the goodness of God concerning your seed, your son. So we are just so encouraged today. You know, we got to be reminded of what God has already done. And sometimes when we're going through, Pastor, you said it at the outset, that the thing that we're going through sometimes overwhelms us to the place where we forget that God is always present with us. He says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And we're just so elated that through Apostle Amica and Sister Carmen, even Vonda sharing that God is there for her, we need to know that he is there for us. He said, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll be with you. And if God be for us, hallelujah.
My God.
If God be for us, no carjacker, no car thief, no person pulling the trigger can be against us. So I thank God that we are protected. We don't have to fear. We don't have to walk stressed out and worried. Tomorrow have enough worries of its own. And I just thank God for that powerful testimony once again. Area code 973, we see that hand. We're about to put you through. But we are just praising God for everybody who's calling today, talking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us. My soul sings hallelujah. My soul sings hallelujah. From the small to the greatest, God protects us. We had a situation here at our home where our hot water heater went, and we had one guy said, you know, you need to have this looked at. We thought we can go a few more days, and, you know, it was over $1,000 to get it fixed. And the guy, the repairman came, and he told my wife, no, you need to shut this thing down. You got your heater here, your oil here. You got fire and gas going on here. You need to go without hot water for a couple of days. You'll survive. And she hearkened into the voice of God and said, I'm going to shut it down. And we don't know how God protects us. But he protects us even when we're inconvenienced, even when we're made uncomfortable. God has a way of protecting us. And I just thank God that that God gave us good advice. And we took that advice, and we still have our house. We have hot water today. We all took hot showers on yesterday, and God made a way out of no way. Our house didn't explode. There was no fire. Nothing went wrong, and I thank God, amen, that he is blessing us. Area code 973.
Apostle, stay with us.
Apostle,
talk to you some more.
Yes, Apostle, stay with us. We thank God for you and that your son is yet alive, and you've both given God the praise. Area code 973, your mic is open. We see that hand. What's on your heart today? Area code 973, was that a praise report, a testimony? We see your hand raised. Amen. To God be the glory. Area code 404.
We are now opening up your microphone. Area code 404. Is that a praise report, a testimony?
Actually, how you doing, Pastor Anthony and Rebecca? This is
Sister Maria, correct?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Maria.
How are you?
God bless you. We're doing fine on this weekend. We're hearing some good things about the goodness of God today.
Well, I called in just to listen to you today and not say anything, but when I heard my cousin Carmen call in and tell her testimony, I had to call in, and I just needed to thank God with all my heart that situation did not turn out to be ugly. And yes, indeed, He is with us all the time. He's with all the time, and no matter what situation, I know that He's there with, and He was there this morning with Carmen and her family. And I just want to give Him praise and glory. I want to say hallelujah that everything turned out okay for everyone, and that's what I really want to do, just thank Jesus for that miracle that He performed for them this morning. I know that it could have turned ugly, but it didn't. That was a miracle.
Oh, wow. Amen. You're right. That was a miracle. You know, that's a whole nother perspective to look at it, because in this, when you look at the news, when you listen to the news on TV, when you turn on the internet, this world is being wrecked with evil. The evil one is really having a feast, you know, on this earth during this season, because we truly are in the end times. And we know that in a lot of places, the crime rates are increasing. No place is safe. We learned that from the thing that happened over in Newtown, Connecticut. They never thought they would see something like that happen. And with everything that's going on, when we hear about a situation like this, that should, in the eyes of the devil, it should have been a bad news. It should have been a tragic end for somebody. But everybody got out. Everybody came out. And nobody got hurt. That is truly
a miracle.
Amen. That is truly a miracle. You're right, Sister Maria. That's a miracle.
And I want to say a prayer for that kid that got away, because I really truly pray that what happened to him this morning will open up his eyes, and that God touched his heart and let him know, hey, you know, I'm going down the wrong road. I could have been dead this morning, and perhaps turn his life around.
Yeah.
So I'm praying that that miracle happens to that kid, that his life is around. So that's my prayer for him. And like I said, I just want to thank Jesus for taking care of my family. I know He takes care of everybody, but especially this morning, that He took care of my cousin and her family.
Yes, and we touch and agree with that prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Carmen and her family, and we thank You for protecting them on today, God. We thank You for that hedge of protection around them. We thank You, Lord, that none of them were hurt. We thank You for preserving their lives. And, Lord, Father God, no injuries, nothing. Father God, You just gave them a miracle on today, so we thank You for that miracle. We thank You for the young man, Father God, the young boy, the teenager. And, Lord, as Maria prayed, we touch and agree with her, that he would have his eyes open, that the scales would fall off of his eyes, and he would be able to see that Your hand was on his life on today, that You spared his life. God, give him an awakening. Give him a spiritual awakening. Touch his heart, open his eyes, and let him be saved. We pray for his life to be snatched from the pit of hell on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor. That's what I called in for. And I just want to let you know that I'm listening to you guys now 3 times per week, and I'm just enjoying it. I even listen to you while I'm at work on I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday. Wednesdays from 12 to 1. I mean, I have to listen to you. You guys just make my week. I really look forward to listening to all the prayer lines. So thank you very much, and I thank God for you guys too.
Amen, Sister Maria. We thank God for you. Not in the state of New Jersey, but calling faithfully, listening faithfully, and we're glad that we can be a blessing. There's nothing like the Word of God, and as you said, your cousin, Sister Carmen, your family, everybody is safe. That young man, we just covered him in prayer, And Pastor, you know, it's so powerful. If we are parents, Sister Carmen's a grandparent and parent, Sister Maria, and we need to recognize that as parents, Sister Carmen said it so wonderfully, this guy may not have a good home. He's out trying to steal cars in the morning. So many of our young people are going through so much. And that's what the church is all about. That's why God and the church and praying for people who are lost. We need to love the unlovable. We need to reach out to a world that's hating. They don't know the God that we know. They don't think there's another way. So many people, I remember when I was lost, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God that the gospel came and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And that's why we're here today. Caller, we see that hand. We're talking about the goodness of God, how we heard the gospel, how we responded to the call to salvation, how we gave our lives to God, and now he's protecting us in the name of Jesus. Only the Lord, only God get all the praise. Amen. So, Sister Maria, continue to listen. We have some more callers that I believe they're calling with some praise reports, but continue to listen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you both. And God bless everybody.
God bless you. We're so glad that the Lord sent you into our lives, and we look forward to the day that we meet you face to face.
And it will happen. I'm from North, too. I was born and raised in North. I might be down in Georgia, but I'm from Northerner.
Amen. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you a big hug when I see you.
All righty, then. I can't wait for that hug.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Apostle Amica, I'm telling you, the power of the Lord is just so powerful through the testimonies for the second week in a row.
Yes, yes, yes. And as Pastor Anthony just stated, my heart goes out for that young man. And not just him, but other young people of today, they're growing up in a godless generation, because we're having their parents, his parents, most likely, but not in the church. He raised up in church. Big Mama is gone. Big Mama is gone, and she was the one, the fiber that kept a lot of our families together, especially in the black community. And now that she's died, now a lot of our family doesn't know God. The Bible says about different kings that came on the scene, and it says that they didn't know God. Like, let me just narrow it down to Joseph. After Pharaoh died, the next Pharaoh didn't know God or Joseph like he knew Joseph, didn't have that relationship, and then they're doing wicked things, so wicked. I mean, my God, 8:30 in the morning, why are you walking up and down the street? That you will see this opportunity to do a crime. Not go to school, not go to work, not go to a job, but to do a crime. And that really bothers me to say that the church, we have to stop playing church and really get about our Father's business and get about I thank God for the young lady. She said, new generation to get 500,000 souls. I celebrate that. I celebrate that. If one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. Then, yeah, new generation, yeah, there's 5,000 souls right in your city, right there for your ministry. If we get serious about what God, I know you guys are. But, you know, I'm getting saying to others, if we continue to be serious about the work of God, we can make an impact. It took two. The Bible says it took two, and they turned the whole city upside down.
That's so powerful. And we got to have that kind of faith today. Many are growing weary and well-doing. The Bible says we should not be weak and grow faint in our faith. So we as believers, that's why he said, Second Chronicle, if my people who have been called by my name, if they pray and humble themselves, and like you said, as a church, we got to do that. We got to pray. We have to humble ourselves. We got to bind up this enemy, like you said, off that young man and off of so many young boys and girls out here. They want a future. They want a job. They want prosperity and success, just don't know how to go about it. So we got to pray for their minds. We got to pray for this generation coming behind us. And like you said, we're all impacted. You know, those of us who have achieved some level of accomplishment, of achievement, like she said, my daughter has a nice car, and somebody tried to take something that she worked hard to acquire. And that's what we're living in. Pastor said it's the end times, and the enemy know his time is short.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. He know his time is short, but those of us who know God, no weapon that have been formed against us, we got to be reminded, will not prosper. That was a weapon of this young man trying to violate her property and Carmen's family. Like you said, this early in the morning, I had to work today, and I came from work. I went out there trying to provide for my family, and now I'm finding out robbery to come on the air and preach the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. So you have those who are working while it is day. You have those who are about their father's business. But we do have to pray, Apostle, for this generation coming behind us. I totally agree with you.
This young man, he didn't do it. This young man, not of this story, but there was another famous young man of today's generation. He messed up our young people's mind. Now, watch this. He didn't do it, but he tells our children and everybody, he says, get rich or die trying. And too many of them are dying trying to get rich. Instead of getting rich, you're dying. And what's so bad with this young man today was he did not know what's on the other side of death.
My God. Yeah.
We need the soul.
Yeah, you're right. That's why, like Pastor Emily was saying, Apostle, that's why we need to be about our Father's business.
Right.
You know, that's why we need to be saving souls. It all comes back to Jesus. I said it when I first started talking on today, and even in this last 20 minutes, we want to invite anybody else who wants to call in to press 1 or to call 646-652-4832. We have about 25 more minutes, and we invite you to call in. And I see your hands. We invite you to call in and let your voice be heard. But that's why I declared on Sunday, last Sunday, and people looked at me, but Sister Carmen, we got this thing charged. We passed it, and Carmen and a couple more people in the church, we got excited about that thing because God said 500,000 souls.
So.
500 for Jesus, for the kingdom of God. So our goal as a church is to save individually and corporately, so no matter where we go or what we're doing, including Saturdays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and, you know, when I do whatever we're doing on Facebook, and when we go to the grocery store, when we go to school, when we go to work, when we go out there to the super, wherever we're going, to the Super Bowl party on tomorrow, our goal is to save souls, be that light of the world, be the salt of the earth and save souls. Snatch them out of the pit of hell. We got to snatch some. The Bible says we got to snatch some from the very fire. We got to snatch them out. So that is the objective. So it's a lofty goal for a small group of people, but it was a small group that met in the upper room. And they met in the upper room, and they were on one accord. And they came into agreement, and the power fell. The Holy Ghost came, and it was through the power of the Holy Ghost that they were able to go out and make the impact in the world that we are still benefiting from today. So 500,000 folks, and that's for everybody who ever hears us, everybody who hears our comes to any of our programs. Our goal to collectively is 500,000 souls. So we just ask that everybody will partner with us as we go forth and save souls for Jesus.
And that's not a lot of people.
Right.
When you think about how many people, 9 billion people on planet Earth, that's not a lot of people.
That's a small, yeah, that's a small number. So we're going to strive to the poverty. Yes.
But we thank God. I thank God for the vision.
Yeah.
Because it's God that takes a remnant and do mighty things with.
Yeah.
We all know the story of Gideon. He had 30,000. He said, first of all, send all of them that wanted a home, home. Just send them home. And then he said, you still got too many. And there was only 300 that went in and won the war. So it's God that is able to take a few good people and do mighty, mighty works with them. And I thank him for you and Pastor Anthony and New Generation and the work that you're doing right there in New Jersey.
New Creation, right. Yes, Apostle.
You're doing a phenomenal work.
That New Creation, New Creation Christian Ministry, New Creation Church, and you're right, we're going to reach the new generation. Amen. We're bringing
That's
in a
it.
New generation into New Creation. You're absolutely right. I like that. We're bringing in a new generation into New Creation. Hey, wow. Wow, I felt that. Stay with me, Apostle. We always like you to stay with us when you call in. We have another caller. Area code 908, you're on the air. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yes, good afternoon. Peace and blessings, Prophetess Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I just wanted to say that I applaud y'all and New Creations Ministries on your mission in terms of saving souls. I think that's beautiful. We all know that it's a collective thing in terms of, like, back when Africans were raising children or raising other people's kids. So that's a beautiful thing. I just wanted to leave you with this. I just wanted to say that I am so grateful, even during these times that a lot of stuff is going on, that God has and kept me for whatever reason. I know my call is to reach out to youth. The reason being is because a couple of days ago at work at one of the schools that I had substitute at, I was talking to a young lady that may have been in the second or third grade, and I noticed after she did her classwork, because I was looking over it, that she had her Bible out, and I was just commending her on reading her Bible. I was just informing her, just basically saying that, you know, this is your tool and arsenal for the enemy. That's a good thing that you're reading your Bible, because I told, like, the class, when you get through with your classwork, to just basically get a book out and read, you know, from the bookshelf. And it's just so much going on in this world. You got to commend those for doing the right thing. But on the other hand, we got to be, as I heard Apostle and I heard both prophetess and pastors say, we got to be proactive in terms of reaching out to the lost souls, because we don't know how we may make his or her day by being a light. Jesus Christ was far way more of a light for us, and we should, you know, continue to follow as Christians. You know, this is the reason why you had people like Gandhi, you had people like Martin Luther King, and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, making a difference for us. And the thing is our own people, some of our own people are our worst enemy. We got to continually pray for them unsaved souls. We got to continue to reach out reach out to them in some kind of way. Those who want to be helped, and just continue to pray for those who don't want to be helped, because God has a timing in the way that he does things for different individuals based on their circumstances or what have
you.
But I am just so grateful. You know, I got a birthday coming up in March. You know, I feel like I'm getting older, but I'm getting better. You know, with time. And just pray for my wife, Daniela. She's going through a spiritual warfare, but she's going to make it. She's going to make it through, because I'm going to continue rooting for her as long as I have breath in my body.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen, brother. That's powerful, and that's what it's about. You know, the Bible says heaven rejoices when that one sheep is found. You know, those of us who are saved already, heaven rejoiced when we gave our lives to Christ. So, Brother Mary starts with one soul at a time. And as you said, a second grader reading her word into the Bible at such a young age, thank God that there's a parent or a covering over her life that's telling her the importance of the word of God. But it's so powerful. That's why we can't give up on people. Lately, I've been bringing, I'm the youngest of eight children. And I've been bringing my brother and sister to service with me at church. And it's been years. They were coming before, then they stopped coming. But now they're coming again, because we got to let our light so shine that they give God the glory. So you got to watch how you live. You got to care about your family and about your neighborhood.
Definitely.
You got to care about your students at the school. People in this world, trust me, they know when you really care about them, and they're going to respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Florida, and we have Georgia, and we have New Jersey. We have callers on the line today representing a lot of different states, and we got to live for Christ, because people are watching our lives. They're watching
right.
when we go to church. They're watching when we have our Bibles in our hands. They're watching the language that we're talking, and that's when they're going to want to know your Jesus, how you handle your problems. They're going to want to know why you have so much peace going through what you're going through. So there's so many different ways to win souls and evangelize the gospel of Christ. And today, like my wife said, through the medium of technology, we can reach that 500,000. A lot of people
Definitely.
Are U-streaming. A lot of people are tapped into the Internet. So it's a lofty goal, but it's a possible goal. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So
Amen.
Thank you, my brother, for, like you said, those words of encouragement that we're on the right track trying to win souls for Christ.
Definitely.
Yeah, we sure appreciate the testimony, and we will keep your wife in prayer. As I said it before, and I'll say it again, the warfare comes against you, your wife, and your marriage, because God has a great plan. God said in Jeremiah 29, he said, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And his plan was set in motion in your life and in our lives and in the life of your wife and everybody who's listening. God's plan was set in motion before the beginning of the world. So he already knew what he had planned for us. So you guys hang in there, and not only hang in there, but I want to encourage you to stand. And you, let me tell you something, and we have another caller too. Let me tell you something about what God is doing in your life. You have been called into the kingdom of God for such a time as this. God is going to use you, because God has put a new, you've always had this determination about you. You know, you've always had this determination, but God has taken that determination and he has anointed it, which means that he's mixed it with the power of the Holy Ghost. Now that you're a new beginner, a new believer, giving your life back to Christ, now God is going to take that and he's going to use it for his glory. You're a warrior. You're a warrior. And you are warring now for not only your family, yourself, but you're warring for you and your wife, and God is going to extend that and have you be a warrior for your family and for those young people that he's called you to. So you watch God. God is going to move in your life and use you magnificently. That's why you're getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And as you get stronger, you're going to be able to help your wife to get stronger because God puts you together. I don't care what nobody says.
God put the two of you together.
He puts you together, and he's going to use you both as he iron sharpens iron. There's a scripture that says iron sharpens iron, and God's going to sharpen, use you to sharpen each other. And when you come out of this and when you stand up and God begins to use you like he's going to use you, in the church and in the world, people are going to be amazed, and God's going to get the glory. So you guys, we're praying for you. We're praying for Sister Daniela. We know that it's hard. Spiritual warfare is very real, but let Daniela know that no weapon formed against her can prosper.
That's right. She's coming out.
So, Father, we thank you for Sister Daniela. We thank you for her life. Lord, we bind the Satan right now off of her life, and we declare that she's more than a conqueror. Father, touch her mind, touch her body, Father God.
We come against the hand of Satan,
and we declare that no weapon formed against her can prosper, and she is already victorious. Lord, we ask that you praise her. We pray for healing over her mind, over her heart, and if anything that's hurting her, Father God.
Over her body.
We pray for total healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that your joy will increase on the inside of her and bubble up and flow over in the name of Jesus. Lord, we believe in the power of this prayer, and we believe that it's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God bless you. We got to take two more calls, and we're running out of time on this broadcast, but you know what? Stay with us and keep us in prayer, okay?
I will continue to stand like that song, Donnie McClurkin's song, Stand. I will stand still.
Amen. Amen. Brother Mel, did we lose him? Amen. I thought we lost you. You said you will stand still on what?
I will stand still like the song Donnie McClurkin sings, Stand.
Yes.
I will stand. No matter what I go through, no matter what we face, I'll still be standing.
Amen.
Positioning myself upright.
And that's what we're talking about, standing. Amen. God bless you, and we love you, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks.
I tell Danielle I'm going to call her. I've been busy, got a busy day today, but I did get her message, and I will be reaching out to her.
No, but that's important. Thank you. We receive it.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Amen.
Bless you all. Also, Pastor Anthony.
God bless, brother.
Amen. Area code 908, we see your hand. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast on today.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony and also Apostle Amica. And I, too, I'm praising the Lord for the testimonies that I've heard. I'm praising the Lord for the testimony from Sister Carmen in reference to her family with one of her children being a police officer, because I have a police officer in my family, and I know how we do pray for them, and we pray that whoever they come in contact, that Lord would not only cover the police officer, but cover the people that they come in contact with, that no harm would come to either person, so that person that might be doing something wrong have the opportunity to get it right. And I thank the Lord for that. I also thank the Lord for Pastor Amica, and I'm praising God because his son's life was spared and that no residual damage was done. And I'm just going to continue to pray that God will work in his life and draw him, because we know the children of pastors and leaders in our church are undergoing some things, too, and we got to just keep them covered in the blood and pray that God will not only cover them, but pray that whoever come in contact with their life, that Lord would be, he would reveal himself not only to our children, but also to those who are out there doing something, that God would cover them. And I just want to thank the Lord, because Pastor Rebecca, when that young man was speaking, the Spirit of the Lord, I buzzed in to say, he's a warrior. He's a soldier. Hallelujah. And when you said it, I just started praising God right here. That's why I'm speaking so fast, because I want to tell you, the Lord, he is raising up. He's raising up soldiers to go out on the battlefield. You know, he's preparing them in the church, but now he wants them to go out, and he's putting some out on the front line. And they're in the midst, you know, on the front line, that's where all the fire is coming from. That's where all the bullets are being fired at. So if he feels the fire, the oppression in his home, of course the enemy don't want him on the front line if he's out there working for the Lord. And when you said warrior, I said, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Because sometimes you hear, but the confirmation came before I could even speak it to you. The young man is a warrior. God has him on the front line. He's in our school. He's in our school where our children are. God, hallelujah, thank you. So we definitely need to pray for him and his wife and pray for you. Oh, God, I'm just so overjoyed. I can't tell you, so I'm just going to stop talking and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. I praise you. God, I honor you. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to remember he gave the believer authority. Jesus said, all power in heaven have been given unto me, and earth has been given unto me. He turned around and gave us that same power and authority. Yes. But we won't exercise it.
My God.
We need to exercise the authority that Jesus has given unto us. And we have the authority to speak things. And we have authority to bind things. We have the authority to put Satan on the run, because he's given us that authority. So I'm just thanking you, and I'm just praising God. I'm just praising him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Pastor Amica, you just keep doing what you're doing and keep praying for your son. God's going to deliver. God's going to do what he needs to do to bring him into the place that he needs to be to take his place in your ministry. You just keep praying. You hold on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
God, I
thank you.
I praise you. I praise you for what you're doing, Lord. And I just praise him for this ministry, for your new creation ministry. And you're right. He's going to allow you to be a part of raising, bringing in this new generation. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, I just thank you. I'm just going to praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, I praise you. Praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the salvation plan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, because you're enabling us to do things that we in our own power can't do, but you can. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God, I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Hallelujah.
Hey, Lord.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
With you, Mother. You see,
oh, Jesus.
We're not trying to quench the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mother Rosa, we're on the receiving end.
Yes.
That's why you don't hear from us, because you praising God, and we right there with you.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to hear from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's Mother Rosa Bailey. She thank God for that. Like you said, you praising God for the Karma, Apostle Amica, We have a lot of listeners today, and we just praising God with you. We feel your excitement about the kingdom and about God, and that's why we were all listening. We were just praising
Thank
God
you,
with
Jesus.
You. Because
Hallelujah.
I want to shout, too.
Hallelujah.
And, I thank you for those words because Brother Mel, he's educated, and God put him in that school for such a time as this. And like you said, just so many testimonies today of the goodness of God. And that's why you're praising God for me and my family,
his
creation, and all the listeners. This is a show of love. We're not supposed to judge the world. We're supposed to love the world. So we don't want to judge our young people. We don't want to judge one another.
Hallelujah.
We want to pray for one another. So love is going to come from this broadcast. And we thank God for your praise on today.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Rosabelle Williams. And we want to just, we got one more call we're going to take. We just thank God for you, Mother. We thank God for you and for you speaking over our lives and over what God has given us to do for our saving souls. At this time, we're going to take another caller. I want to just do an appeal for souls. If you're listening and you're not saved, we want to pray you into the kingdom. Amen. Maybe you're listening and you heard the gospel through us. We've been preaching the whole broadcast and you're not saved. If that's you, all you have to do is believe that Jesus is who God said he is, that he's the Son of the living God, that he came and lived and died and got up from the grave for you and for me, to cover our sins in his blood, and you could be saved by believing and by confessing that he is Lord. And you have to repent, want to turn around, be sick and tired of being sick and tired. If that's you, just pray. Say, God, it's me. I believe what the preacher said. I believe that Jesus is Lord. I believe he's your son. I believe he died for me. And today, I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I confess that I today am forgiven, and today I am saved. Amen. And if that's you, just know that today you are saved. Contact us. We want to help you with your walk with Christ. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just pray that you will contact us on Facebook or send an email to PowerInTheWord1 so that we can help you on your walk with Christ, and we want to get you baptized. Amen. So contact us so we can help you to continue your walk with Christ. Amen. We have two more callers. Really quick, we're going to get you in before we get cut off. And we thank God already for the souls that are being saved. Area code 321, you're on the air. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. I just had to get my testimony. And I tell you what, the enemy's trying to, for believers, I just want to encourage you. The enemy's trying to take us out so that we can't do the work of God. Press through. And for, like Pastor Rebecca was just calling on those who don't know the Lord, God is not running out of mercy, love, and all that he is. The time is running out. And I just want to encourage you, step in. Just call on his name. He said, if you will call on his name, you will be saved, because time is running short. So I just want to encourage you, because, God is good, and the enemy ain't playing. He wants to take you out. So my testimony is that I shouldn't have been here today, but I am, and it's making me stronger every day that I have to fight, and I've been fighting for 2 weeks. And I'm continuing to fight. And I praise God for my brothers and sisters that are praying for me. And I'm just a believer. Press in. Press through. God is with us. He's going to help us. But there's work to be done. And we just got to just go on and stay with it. And it's not by our works. It's just being connected by spirit and letting him just walk us through what he's calling us to do. And just trusting him and just walking step by step to do what he's calling us to do, trust in him wherever he's walking us. Psalm 23, as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil and knowing that God knows every step, everywhere we are, and everything we have to do to get the work done, because on the other side, there's glory. but for here now, while we're here, let's get the work done. Praise God.
Amen. Wow. Amen. That's Sister Rita calling from, I believe she's still calling from the hospital. Jesus. Well, she had surgery over a week ago. Ruptured your appendix. My God. Hallelujah.
Thank God, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.